Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Welcome to the show. We're glad you're with us today. We're going to be talking about one of my passions, as well as some interesting things related to running. Mary Pat, you know I've been training for months for the New York City Marathon.
I know. I'm excited for you.
Very excited. It's happening tomorrow, so I'll be in New York running. And the guest today is also a runner. Is that correct? It's Lee Silverman. He is the founder of Jackrabbit. It's a premier running store. He also is now the owner of Win Detergent. We'll talk about how those two tie in. Welcome to the show, Lee.
Thanks, Julie. Thanks, Mary Pat.
So how long have you been running? How'd you get into the sport?
Oh, geez. I've been running for about 20 years, but I'm a late-in-life runner.
Me
I was
too.
The kid who was always picked last for kickball when I was in elementary school.
Oh, no.
Me too.
So I didn't discover until I was about 30 that I could actually – I had some athletic aptitude. It wasn't in kicking a ball in the right direction,
yeah.
But if you make me go a long way in one direction, I can do that really well.
Oh, I love it. So have you run the New York City Marathon?
I have run the New York City Marathon. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal race.
Tell me what you can about it.
Tell you what I can about it. Well, logistically, it's tricky.
Yeah.
You're in. First of all, you have to navigate New York, which if you don't know New York, it's a little bit dicey.
Okay.
The pick where you get the place where you get all your bib stuff and where you spend a gobstop of money on all
right.
the race gear is all the way over on the west side in the Javits Center. So you kind of have to get there, stand in line for a long time, and then get back. So just kind of be like wear your running shoes, be prepared to be on your feet for a little while.
That's a good tip.
It's going to actually tire you out more than you think.
Yeah, that's a good tip. I'm planning to
get in.
Be aware
of that.
Yeah, okay. So that's good to know. Now,
that's first thing.
We mentioned, you know, not only you've been around these premier running stores for some time, but you're the founder of Win Detergent. Now, when I was looking over some of the materials to discuss with you, you know, I've heard about things like Body Glide. It's not
yep.
naughty, Mary Pat. Not naughty at all. It's something that
Body
runner...
Body Glide is essential.
Explain, you know, why a runner or a person... you know, that's active would use something like that. I know why I use it.
Yeah. So Body Glide, so Win and Body Glide have in common that they were the two most successful accessories in the store in Jackrabbit.
Body Glide
is something that we bought and sold by the pallet because it keeps you from getting chafing when you're running. So if your skin's rubbing against your skin, no matter what shape you are, no matter what size, no matter how fast or slow you are, skin rubbing on skin is a bad thing. Body Glide basically makes that problem go away.
Thank God. It's like Vaseline in a stick form.
Exactly, except it stays in place and it's not slimy like Vaseline.
Right, exactly right.
And Win is a detergent that gets a smell out of your clothes after you sweat in them and make them gross by running a marathon. You run them through the wash with Win and they come out smelling like new.
No.
We sold tons of that too.
I need to know the technology behind that. How do you actually remove the stink? Because that seems impossible.
It does seem impossible. So the thing about running clothes is they repel water, and that means that detergents that are made to work on regular fabrics don't work on synthetic clothes. So we have different ingredients in Win that get the oils from your skin out of that synthetic fabric, and the oils are what smell. So if we get the oils out, then the clothes smell like, and they perform like brand new.
What made you go down that road to create Win? Yeah.
Mostly, I should clarify, I didn't create Win was in Jackrabbit, and when the original owners ran out of money, I thought, geez, this is a fantastic product. I had a wait list 6 pages long of people who wanted to get more Win when we couldn't get any more.
Okay.
So I scraped together some pennies and bought the company, and you know, after I, you know, after leaving Jackrabbit, I thought this is a product that people need if they only knew about it. And so my job really is to get people to know more about it.
Right, because I know there are a few products out there geared towards this type of thing. And I'm not going to say the name. There's a women's specialty shop that had a detergent brand. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is brilliant if it works. I took it home. You know, I was not impressed at all by
There's a lot of people who understand that there's a need. And what they're doing is they're just buying regular detergent from some, you know, third party, and they're putting a fancy label on it, and they're selling it off to people. And you know, as someone who's created a detergent that actually works, the biggest obstacle I have is people try one of these other detergents, and I say, this whole thing doesn't work.
Why spend the money? Yeah, why would I spend extra? Yeah.
So my hope is that if someone's considering this, that they try Win first, because it really does work. And then you know, people who buy Win, who like Win, love Win. They will come back to me and say, I don't know what I did before I had this stuff.
Right. Because, you know, you can wear those running clothes out pretty quick.
Exactly.
Or not want to wear them.
6 months in, if you pull your tights out of the drawer, your shorts out of the drawer, and you just like give them a whip and want to throw them back in,
right?
You can't wear them anymore, right? And I've had stuff I've had for years because I can keep it clean.
Cool. Now, are you going to be at the expo with this Wynn detergent? Just curious.
Wynn is not going to be at the expo. Uh-huh. I'm actually going to be at the expo just because I'm in New York, and it's a great way to catch up with people and a great way to see all the friends
behind a booth, or
and
just
all the people I'm cheering for in the race.
Got.
But I'm not going to have a booth there.
Okay, you're just going to be hanging out and checking it
out.
Yeah,
exactly.
I bet it is.
I probably will have a backpack full of samples I'm handing out, though.
Oh, I'll have to watch for you. Let's talk a little bit about marathon training. I've been doing it for months, and the big day is coming. You know what? I was doing my last 20, and I had a really bad fall. I didn't break anything, but I am like sore, and I look like a crime scene victim. It was bad,
that's why you taper.
And it was a couple weeks out. You're tired. You're not lifting your knees. You're not lifting your feet. But yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. You should be at the end of your last 20 before you start tapering.
Yeah.
That you should be exhausted. You've just done the longest run you're going to do for a long time, up until the marathon itself. You should feel a wreck. You should feel like you've already done the marathon. That's exactly right.
Right. That's exactly where I was when I fell. But I feel, to answer your question, I feel really strong. I feel like I'm ready. The falling mentally kind of banged me up, but I think I'm going to be okay. For me, the fueling is a bit of a problem because I don't, I used to do all the gel stuff. I can't even do those anymore. So I've been doing the beans and I've been doing pretzels. I've tried a lot of different things. I'm curious to know what has worked for you as far as fuel, because when you run 26.2 miles, you need to replenish
absolutely
things in your body.
I happen to be a big fan of the gels. So
which ones do you like?
My go-to. The Goo is the brand name that I particularly like. And they all have very different textures.
Yeah, they do.
So Goo's kind of funny. As the guy who owned the running store, I could just grab one of each and try them and see which one I liked, and I could find the flavor I liked. But they are really very, very different. And so if you're still in a place where you can try a couple out, try a couple of brands out. But the standard advice is don't do anything new on
race day. No, absolutely not.
So whatever you're going to do, know what you're going to do beforehand.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. And the weather is going to be a factor too. It could. In New York?
I do live in New York. So, and so one of the things that they don't tell you is you can wear or buy a whole bunch of crappy clothes that you don't care about down to the race start. And then as you start running, you just take those clothes off and leave them on the Verrazano Bridge as you're running in the first mile.
Okay.
And they will come by with trucks and they'll pick up all those clothes. They'll clean them and they'll donate them to a homeless shelter.
Okay.
They anticipate 50,000 people shedding, $5 jogging hoodies and jogging pants and socks on your hands, whatever you're going to wear to stay warm, because you have to be in Staten Island for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And it could be 40 degrees and drizzling,
right?
Or it could be 70 degrees and sunny.
Ugh.
And you won't know until 2 days before.
So layering. I mean, I know that
layers and your outer layer, think of it as disposable clothes.
Right. Exactly.
That are going to go
stuff
to a
you
good
don't
cause.
Care about it. Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay. So, and I wish I knew what the weather would be, but I'm going to be prepared for everything, right? That's the smart thing to do. I'll have shorts and I'll have other things.
Unfortunately have to bring half your wardrobe, but if you have
that's
it,
okay.
then you need it.
I have a big suitcase.
Yeah, exactly.
So we haven't talked about hydration. You need to stay hydrated. I pretty much anymore, every stop, I'll take some water.
Yeah.
A little bit. Everyone.
I do that also. For me, I'm someone who, as the owner of a detergent company, I sweat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get rid of, I go through, a, I can't over, there are, it is possible to overhydrate, but you kind of have to work at it a little bit. And especially if it's warm out, that's not a significant danger. For me, the thing that matters more is that as you're sweating, you're not just sweating out water, you're also sweating out electrolytes.
Right.
And they are as essential to running as anything else you're going to
I know. I hate that.
That's one reason I like the Goos, because they have electrolytes in them.
Yeah, I'm not a big Gatorade girl.
Yeah, and I was going to say, if you can drink the Gatorade, then the Gatorade has electrolytes too. But some people can't hack the Gatorade.
I usually will cut it. I'll do some water, some Gatorade, but I don't like it that much, so... Anyway, but I understand that and why you need to do it.
Yeah, but you definitely need to be conscious, especially and even as far as a half marathon, you don't have to be too concerned. But in a marathon, you really do, especially if it's warm out.
Mm-hmm.
Those last 6 miles are going to be hard anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If your muscles just aren't firing because you've got no electrolytes left, then it's really going to be hard.
Yeah. So let's switch gears a little bit. We've got listeners who don't run or care about it. I can see Mary Pat's eyes glazing over.
Yeah.
I could talk about it for hours, but so.
I know, runners are insane that way.
Well, I think the whole thing about shedding the clothes and giving that to, that's really cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah. It's a really great, and I wish they made that more public because people get really concerned about what am I going to do before the race? How am I going to deal with Staten Island and the weather and all that other stuff? And if they just knew, like, you know, go to, you know, there's a little store around the corner from me that sells, you know, $5 sweatshirts and $5 sweatpants. You just buy a pair of, you know, something like that at a 99-cent store and wear those and get rid of them. It's going to make someone's going to be able to put those to good use.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a fleece from an old radio station that I'm shedding, so.
Oh, perfect. There you go.
Gone. Bye. Okay. So for the people who, you know, maybe they are interested in getting fit, I think walking is a great way to start.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
If you're physically fit enough.
Yeah, and you know, it's surprising. You can actually burn more fat walking than you can running because usually you can walk for longer.
Yeah, and you might be out there longer.
If you're out there longer and you're doing it consistent, whatever you can do for longer and consistently, that's going to be the greatest path to health. So if it's walking, great. If it's cycling, great. Whatever it is, if it's on the treadmill, if it's on the stationary bike in your house, whatever it is, as long as you can do it consistently, mm-hmm. no matter what it is, a couple times a week.
And that's what I tell people.
That's going to be the right answer.
Just find something you like to do. Maybe it's swimming, exactly. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Find something you like to do and just stay active as you age, and then you're going to be okay.
Right. And if you know, and one of the other great things about walking is you can grab a couple of friends.
Absolutely.
It's a great way to catch up with people and chat. And if you're, you know, if you're expecting your friend to show up and she's expecting you to show up, then chances are you're both going to show up.
Accountability. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. That's how I got started running, just friends walking. So
yeah.
We're talking with Lee Silverman. He is the owner of Wind Detergent, and you can find those in any Jackrabbit stores. Now, locally, we don't have stores called Jackrabbit, but we do have that brand online internally, and I'll just tell people locally that is Blue Mile. We have several locations.
Blue Mile is one of the affiliates. And actually, the easier way to get Wind is just get on Amazon. All of our sales. Yeah, Amazon. It's funny because as the owner of a running store, Amazon was kind of my enemy. And now as someone who's selling innovative new product, a product like Wind, I'll say, couldn't exist without Amazon because I wouldn't be able to find enough customers to keep it going.
Okay,
but with Amazon, we've been growing by leaps and bounds. And you know what? And not just for runners. You're talking about Mary Pat and not being so much of a runner. Every mom who's got a kid who plays sports.
Good point. Yeah, absolutely.
Here's the description of Wind and says, you know.
Our grandchildren,
mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. That's something like anyone who's ever had the experience of someone walking in the house with a hockey bag and saying, turn around and take that back outside.
Oh, back outside, yeah.
That does not come in the house.
Oh, right? I don't let them take their shoes off in the car. It's like, no.
Right. Those are my customers.
Okay, very good. Win as in W-I-N. Lee Silverman, thank you for your time. Thank you so much for being on Boomer Radio today. We appreciate it. And you're listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
I can't believe it's November, but it is.
I know it.
And the holidays are just around the corner.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get my decorations out. It's not too early.
Are you really?
Yeah, I think I really am. I love Thanksgiving. That's probably one of my favorite holidays. I love cooking and eating. But you need, you know, to do some shopping, clearly.
Yeah.
In the months of November and December, if you are a gift giver, I love to give gifts. Heather Newsom is with us. She is also with the Gift and Hobby Show that is at the Indiana Fairgrounds every year. Welcome to Boomer Radio, Heather.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. So this is something that many people look forward to every year. So
including me.
Including you. I understand, you know, there's always something new and different, right? Some of our favorite vendors return. Some new ones we'll find. Also, I know this year, aren't you doing like a Lego Christmas Village?
We are.
Oh, my goodness. For those of us who have grandchildren, I'm excited. Tell me about it.
Well, it's going to have a moving train, and they're working on, hopefully, fingers crossed, a moving ski slope.
What?
Yes.
What?
Wow.
Well, I can't even picture Legos moving. But, you know, they do have wheels.
They do.
Oh, gosh. I know, I'm silly. I've got like, I didn't do the kits. I like do the single ones because I like to see what my grandson will put together, you know, and he comes up with the coolest, you know, vehicles, and he's a big train person too. So he's going to love this. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are some of the regular things that we know we're going to see year in, year out? I know there's always some kind of demonstrations.
There's, well, the same thing we normally have is this entertainment stage, mm-hmm. and we're going to have our live tree, our 40-foot live tree, and we're going to have, like you said, some of the same vendors, but we do have quite a few new ones.
Ooh. So
that's what I'm excited about.
Okay. You're excited about it. Tell us about them. What are some of ones that you're looking forward to so we can get excited about it?
Well, we have a lot more clothing boutiques. We have a lot more Christmas items, a lot more home decor items.
I like that.
Yes. So I'm really excited to see how it all comes together.
Especially for those who like to decorate around the holidays, decorate their homes.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think there are a lot of people that really, really get into that. My mom is one of those who does the village. She's got village, and this village keeps growing. But, you know, they have to be a certain thing, and she knows what she likes. But, you know, for other people, it's, you know, I have a sister-in-law, and I can't tell you how many angels she owns because you can't count them all.
You know, my sister does.
Count them all.
My sister does the same thing. She collects angels. Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. So many. I mean, she'll do her Christmas tree, and then she's got the angel tree, and I think she still does it. But you can't see the tree through the angels. So anyway, this is the kind of show for her. She loves these kind of shows, and most people do. It's a good place to shop. So when is the show going to be this year?
November 7th through the 11th.
7th through the 11th. So you've got a short window. Five days. A short window. So plan ahead. And again, out at the Indiana State Fairgrounds, which pavilion?
West Pavilion.
Okay, West. But that's the big one.
Yes.
West Pavilion.
I try and go during the week before the weekend.
And what is your strategy there, Mary Pat?
There's not as many people. don't like crowds. I mean, there's still a ton of people, don't get me wrong. But I know the weekend, you guys are packed, aren't you?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk tickets.
They're $13, unless you go on our website in advance, which is christmasgiftandhobbyshow.com.
Get a couple bucks off, right?
Yeah, you can get $2 off.
And you know what else people could do?
What?
The first two people that call after the show's over today, they will receive two tickets to the show.
What number should they call?
317-440-9376.
440-9376.
Yeah.
317-440-9376. So wait till we get done with this segment, guys. We've got about another 5 or 6 minutes for chatting with Heather, and then you can call. We'll remind you at the end of the show again.
Yeah, that'll work,
what to call. Couple of tickets, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Hook us up, Mary Pat. We like that. All right. Now, is it too late for people to get a booth if they want a booth? Is that all locked and loaded?
It's really close.
Okay.
But there are still a couple left, yes.
Okay. Okay, so this is cool. There's always some celebrities, and I don't know, you go to the ends of the earth to find some of these celebrities. This year, I'm super excited. If you've ever seen It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody has.
Got Jimmy Stewart?
Zuzu's going to be there. You know, Zuzu's petals. You know how Jimmy Stewart puts the little the flower petals, the rose, in his little pocket because she's sick in bed and blah, blah, blah. So she's going to be there, right?
Carolyn Grimes. That's correct.
Carolyn Grimes. Oh, my gosh. And
she is the sweetest. She is so nice.
Oh, I bet she is.
And she loves talking about the movie and her experience.
How old is she now?
So, yeah, it'll be really cool.
Yeah, how old would she be? Baby boomer-ish. Well, I would think. It was the film was made in 1946.
Is it that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, black and white. So, anyway, let's not age her.
She was very, very young, so.
She was very little.
Oh, I remember.
A few years old. So.
Yeah, okay.
I love that. Well, that's going to happen. And do we know when she's going to make an appearance?
She's going to be there every day because she's going to have a booth at the show.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow. So you can go up and chat with her, maybe get an autograph.
And she'll be selling her books and ornaments and bells, of course.
Oh, cool. Oh, and bells. I get it.
Yeah.
Aw, that makes such good sense. Very cool. I bet she's got some great stories. So now we cannot let you go without talking about the big man himself. I know that you have to get, you know, him penciled in a year in advance. Is Santa Claus going to be there?
He is. Oh. And he's so excited. He cannot wait to see the girls and boys of Indianapolis.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And will it be easy to find him?
Yes, you can't miss him. He'll be by the 40-foot live tree.
Oh, geez. Well, okay. Oh, larger than life, all of it. It just sounds so fun and exciting. And it gets you, you know, it's early November, but it starts to really put you into the holiday spirit and makes you feel festive. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a great place to do kind of one-stop shopping. There's something for everyone on your list, right?
Including yourself.
Oh, you know what? Mary Pat, let me ask you this. I can't help it. And you sound, Heather, like you can't help it either. If
that's
you're
right.
out shopping, one
like
for
the,
you, two for me.
That's right.
I like the sausage. There's a sausage guy there.
Yeah.
And
I always
split one with a girlfriend.
Oh.
Because they're like $25 for a log or something, which is fine.
And it's a lot of meat.
Oh, it's huge. Mm-hmm. But it takes it care of Thanksgiving snacks, and it also takes care of Christmas.
You make your own little charcuterie board.
Yeah, just cut up cheese and the beef stick.
Bam.
And it's excellent.
Oh,
but it's really good beef stick. But,
okay. Do you
sorry.
Remember the name of the guy? Or there's
no.
probably like
but I'll find
lots
him.
Of good options. Yeah.
I'll
yeah, there's
him.
About four different ones.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
I think they all have the same, but it's really good.
Now, if we're shopping and we do get hungry, yeah, clearly we could buy a sausage, but there's always some concessions, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Always some good choices there.
Yeah.
And we do have a lot more new food vendors as well. Selling tea and
slushies, right?
Well, I'm talking about exhibitors, not just concessions, but yeah.
Well, when I was at the Flower and Patio show, they had an exhibitor that had these wine slushy.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have those as well.
Okay. I didn't actually try one, but I thought, oh, that's very intriguing. My daughter, who is of age, is all about the boozy shakes, she calls them.
What is that?
Boozy shakes.
Oh,
so it's like a milkshake.
It's
so
booze.
You say you could have like a White Russian milkshake. Ooh, yum.
Right.
Or something
oh
like
gosh,
that.
Oh my gosh, they're so good.
Yeah.
Well, they also have those wine things that you could make. Oh, they're like grains of salt, but that's not, you know what I mean? They're like, you think I'm crazy. They're different colors.
That's a given.
Yeah. But they're pink and they're green, and you can mix them with wine.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Heather?
So you can flavor it?
Yeah.
Ish. Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Heather?
I only know the slushies, the wine slushies.
But right. I'm sure that exists.
it does. I bought them 1 year.
You know, I always like the little, when they put the little gourmet cheese ball in a bag where you have, like, all you need to do is add the cream cheese. It's easy.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. Such easy. Easy entertaining those things
with the beef stick. It's great.
Yeah, perfect. So if you're all about easy, great. I'm sure that there are lots of other things to see, and I love it. Everything from jewelry to scarves to knives to, you know, all of it. Heather, what have we not talked about that we need to cover?
Well, one of the everyone's favorite is Merry Money. So you can sign up to register to win $25 in Merry Money, which is like cash.
Oh, we can spend there?
Yes.
And where do we do that? Do we do that at ChristmasGiftAndHobbyShow.com?
No, you actually register at the show at the information booth.
Okay, good to know. Do you have to be there to win?
Yes.
Okay, so just you're going to hang out a couple hours anyway.
You have to listen for your
name
to be called.
Yeah.
But don't you like do it like every half hour or something?
Every hour.
Oh, every hour. Okay.
Yeah, like at the top of the hour?
Yes.
On the hour? Cool. All right. I'm going to get there at 5 till when you open. Stay for a little bit. All right. Heather Newsom with the Christmas Gift and Hobby Show. We appreciate you being on Boomer Radio today and filling us in on all the good stuff that's happening out at the State Fairgrounds. The dates, again, are November 7th through the 11th. Thank you, Heather.
Thanks for having me.
And we're going to give those tickets away now. Mary Pat?
I'm ready.
First caller. We'll just take the first one.
I'll take two. First two callers.
First two callers? Yeah. And you got two pair to give away.
Yeah, I certainly
all right.
Do.
That number is?
317-440-9376.
All right. Very good. And enjoy those tickets. Enjoy the show. And now Dick Wolfsey with Life in a Nutshell.
It's time for Life in a Nutshell with Dick Wolfsey.
Seriously, I responded to Mary Ellen, in the middle of the afternoon, at our age, you must be kidding. Why not, she said. If we wait till evening, you'll just fall asleep. Take your little blue pill and let's get going. So I took an Aleve for my arthritis, and we headed out for a class in line dancing. We were in Florida with our friends Joy and Steve. I figured it was Joy who dragged Steve along to the community center for these lessons, but Steve tells Joy he loves the activity. So it turns out that her husband, who's a better golfer than me and a better bowler than me, is also a better liar. The sign in front of the community center said, "Watch your step," which at first I thought was a warning about an unsafe change in the flooring or possibly a whimsical instruction for beginner dancers. But it also could have been a warning to recalcitrant seniors like me not to be uncooperative and cranky. There were about 60 senior women in the class and a few men. I felt bad because I figured all the ladies were widows simply looking for something to pass the time of day. But when I looked out in the parking lot, there were dozens of cars filled with impatient husbands peering at their iPhones or fast asleep in the driver's seat. Stella, the instructor, was quite good at her job, but she scrutinized my every move as I tried desperately and unsuccessfully to follow her directions. Slide to the left, grapevine to the right, cha-cha-cha, foot forward, pivot, twist, turn around, brush, step, kick. When I was certain I had all the moves right, it looked like the other 65 people were doing it all wrong, and they were doing it in unison. The five men in the class were eager for the session to end and get on with their day. I knew this because they were all dancing in their golf shoes. Stella saw I was frustrated and advised me to just dance and not think too much. It was too late for that advice. I was already thinking about how bad I was at this, thinking of all the people staring at me, and thinking of ways I could turn this disastrous experience into a humor column. Then, Steve butted in and told me that I wasn't keeping time. But that wasn't true. I knew there were exactly 12 minutes and 45 seconds left before this torture would finally be over. At noon, Stella excused the beginners and welcomed the intermediate class. Joy, Mary Ellen, and I walked to the car, but Steve stuck around to learn some more advanced moves. About 10 minutes later, he pirouetted to the car and told me that Stella had told him that I was the worst dancer she had ever seen. Now, Stella may call herself a line dance instructor, but that was like way out of line.
Life in a Nutshell is presented by Dick Wolsey. He can be seen weekends on Wish TV and is an author and humorist with columns in 40 newspapers in central Indiana and around the country. Email Dick at Wolsey@AOL.com or visit him on Facebook.